The sale of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant to Exelon is nearly finalized now that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has signed off on the deal. This comes as New York prepares to implement its nuclear subsidy program. More from WRVO's Payne Horning.
Central New York lawmakers and leaders are applauding the NRC's approval as the final step needed to ensure Fitzpatrick's continued operation. But there's still work to be done. Exelon spokesperson Jill Lyon says her company is now discussing the transition with Fitzpatrick's current owner, Entergy.
Any final details of a business transaction would be part of the things that are being worked through, as well as preparing to integrate the James A. Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant into the Exelon generation fleet.
Simultaneously, the State Public Service Commission is hammering out the final specifics of its nuclear subsidy program. Starting next month, nuclear plants like Fitzpatrick will get paid by the state for the energy they produce, subsidized by an estimated $2 monthly increase on consumers' energy bills. The program is supposed to help make nuclear plants like Fitzpatrick profitable and help the state reduce its carbon dioxide emissions. But even now, the future for these plants is not secured. The nuclear subsidy program is currently facing several lawsuits and possibly a challenge from the New York State Legislature. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.